AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A warning from NATO to Russia. You're playing a dangerous game in Syria. NATO defense ministers are meeting in Brussels, where Britain's Michael Fallon is blunt.
Russia is making a very serious situation in Syria much more dangerous. And we'll be meeting today to see what we can do to de-escalate this crisis, particularly in terms of air safety.
Last week, Moscow began a military campaign in Syria that it says is targeting terrorists, though the U.S. and others believe Russia's military jets and warships are being deployed in support of Syrian President Assad rather than to fight militants. Volkswagen said to reveal an hour from now that it's dropping plans to have its 2016 diesel vehicles certified as having passed emissions tests. VW's top U.S. executive will appear before Congress to apologize for installing software on previous year's models, the company says it did. That software cheated on emissions testing. Our Violet Ekonomova reports this is a hammer blow to VW dealers.
The lack of certification is bad news for American VW dealers who were hoping to put the new models on sale soon. At some dealerships, the diesel models account for about a third of sales. One general manager in White Plains, New York, says his dealership had already lost three deals with potential buyers because he couldn't get the new cars.
An autopsy shows that Oklahoma used the wrong drug when it executed a prisoner in January. Corrections officials reportedly used potassium acetate to execute Charles Warner, not potassium chloride as required in the state. Last week, the governor issued a last-minute stay of execution for another inmate after officials discovered the potassium acetate had been delivered to the prison. This is AP Radio News. Fantasy sports operators FanDuel and DraftKings are hustling to prove they can be trusted by thousands of users each week, as cheating allegations bring up questions about an industry that's largely unregulated. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, for one, is looking into these sites.
Well, more than 30 million people are playing on these sites. Billions of dollars are being bet on these games, and we have no guarantee, other than they're just taking their word for it, that employees there or friends of employees or relatives of employees aren't getting information, data that gives them a competitive edge.
He was on CBS this morning. Also in the sports world this morning, soccer's governing body FIFA has banned President Sepp Blatter for 90 days and Michael Platini as well, the man who was favored to take over as FIFA leader in the wake of an investigation into the possible misuse of FIFA money. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.